The Forestry Commission has lost within 2 years 62 of its forest and wildlife guards through brutal and fatal attacks and cold-blooded murders at the hands of illegal chainsaw and galamsey operators who have been on the rampage destroying Ghana's forest and wildlife resources. The killings and attacks have taken place with the most recent attack in March this year, resulting in the death of a wildlife guard at Kayobo National Park in the Volta region and the forest guard in the Abofo Forest Reserve in Ashanti. The chief executive of the commission, Samuel Afaridate, disclosed this at a news conference in Accra. We bring you the details.
Mr. Afaridate said that attacks have also resulted in permanent injuries to staff of the commission and irreparable destruction of operational logistics, including vehicles, thus adding on to the already overstretched human and material resources needed to effectively protect and manage forest and wildlife resources. He said, for instance, between February 2011 and March this year, illegal chainsaw operators, wildlife poachers and galamsey operators attacked 120 forest and wildlife guards, some of them in churches and offices, with guns and machete, permanently maiming them in the process. Others completely vandalized official vehicles of the commission. What is extremely worrying is that these attacks take place within communities where opinion leaders and influential individuals are conscious of effects of these acts on the ecology. Mr. Afaridate alleged that some of these attacks have taken place with the connivance of some law enforcement officers and staff of the Forestry Commission for selfish and personal aggrandizement. Mr. Afaridate therefore urged stakeholders, especially metropolitan, district and municipal assemblies, the law enforcement agencies and the media to partner the commission to tackle the problem head on, adding that the commission shall not be cowed by these brutalities into reneging on its responsibility. It is accordingly enhancing its collaboration with the military. The chief executive said the commission has also set up a rapid response unit, which is a paramilitary wing of the commission, to complement the work of the Joint Military Task Force to protect its forests and wildlife guards in the face of increasing brutality. The commission is also scaling up the numerical strength of its forests and wildlife guards and enhancing their operational equipment and logistics holding for combat readiness. Mr. Afaridate commended the gallant forest guards who continue to sacrifice their lives to secure the integrity of the resource base.
A news desk report.